back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, Rose Rock, mother to Chris Rock. Respect her authority. Some lessons on raising kids. But first, let's get some news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Allison. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake rocked Illinois early this morning. The center was in southeast Illinois, but felt up to 350 miles away. The quake rattled skyscrapers as far as Chicago, but so far, no reports of injuries or major damage. Now, San Francisco, it ain't. They don't get many quakes in that part of the country. This one's the largest there in years. Osama bin Laden's right-hand man is speaking out in a new audio tape. Al-Qaeda's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, says the U.S. will lose in Iraq whether it stays or goes. The tape seems to be pretty fresh. He references last week's testimony from General David Petraeus. As for the people whose job it is to protect us from Al-Qaeda and other threats, well, a lot of them really don't like their work. This finding from a new study of the Department of Homeland Security, only about half the employees there would recommend working for DHS. And it's kind of like CSI, but for trees. Investigators now think they know what's killing more than a million trees so far in coastal California. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
UC Berkeley experts investigating why trees in California have fallen victim to sudden oak death say the infestation began at two sites 60 miles apart. Scientists found that pathogens at both locations share identical DNA footprints, indicating that they're related probably through the nursery trade. The findings are a breakthrough in the mystery that has stumped scientists for more than a decade and has caused destruction of trees in 14 counties. The disease has shown up in other countries, but the infection in California is considered the worst in the world. A regulation controlling the movement of plants has been in place in the 14 counties since 2001. Plants can't be moved outside the affected areas unless certified as free from the deadly organism.
That was member station KXJZ reporter Bob Hensley. It'll be nice to have a few more trees around for shade. Last month was the world's warmest March. Worldwide land temperatures were up more than 3 degrees over the 20th century average. That's the news at the moment. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.